It's time for the forecast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the forecast, a podcast like no other.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? About nothing.
The Forecast, sponsored by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse is redefining how you view real estate by eliminating the typical commission structure of 6 or 7% to sell your home. List your home for $2,495 plus 3% and still get full service. Check out charterhouseiowa.com to learn more.
There's only one thing I value in this world, Stephen, that's loyalty. Without it, you're nothing. You have no one. It's the only currency you can count on.
Now, please welcome your hosts, Mark Charter and Chris Williams.
Sit down.
I think you may have something here.
Hey guys, what's going on? Brand new podcast for you here on the 20th of September. I'm Chris. As always, I'm joined by Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
You guys are selling a lot of houses, it looks like.
We're moving some product, as they say in the drug world.
You guys are all over the social media with sold signs.
That's what we do. That's what people hire us to do.
Yeah.
You just made me sound weird.
Yeah, you're fine.
You touch your
That's
touch
why
your
I was going like this. You're fine.
You touch your knobs over there and I get started. We're doing that. We're getting ready to move offices. Our new offices.
So you're moving to the other side of the massage parlor?
We're trying to get closer, literally, to the rub and tug.
My question is, the folks over there,
yeah,
do they have any clue that you're on to them?
I think that they need to be aware that the entire city of Ankeny is on to them.
Well, because they're your new neighbors. And, you know, sometimes neighbors do things that we know or they shouldn't be doing. Like, yeah. If you had a neighbor who's smoking weed in their garage, would you call the cops on them?
No, I'd probably ask to join, to be honest.
But. Okay, so, you know, I'm looking out for Charterhouse Real Estate. I'm a big fan of the product.
Yeah. I don't smoke doobie, by the way, on the regular, but I have. I'm willing to admit that on this. I haven't.
I've never in my 34 years, I can honestly say that.
I've definitely done it.
I'm a total prude.
I smoked it out of a Mountain Dew can when I was a young man. That's the way to do it.
So you're going to be closer to the
We're going
to
be closer, but
to
no,
the massage
do
parlor.
Do they know is interesting without – I certainly won't give it away any names, and I know this because – connections that we have here to city council and some other things. But I was talking to a guy that's a member of a police department that might have an interest in getting into the world of real estate. And they're very well aware of what's going on down there. But it's simply a matter of you got to prove it, and you got to prove it in person. And it's harder than you think to get a cop to go do that. So
Sign me up.
Eventually what's going to get them out of there, and there's kind of a coalition working on this for all the communities that surround Des Moines, is it's a licensing issue that ultimately gets them out, because a lot of people that do that, provides those services, are not licensed to get massage in the state of Iowa.
What services? The massage or the...
The legit massage. You need a license to be able to do that.
Really?
So they go in and they ask for licenses.
I was thinking of opening up a massage parlor out of my basement.
Yeah, you certainly can if you're licensed. Do that. So
there's like an app now where you can like get a masseuse to come to your house. It's like Uber but for massages.
I mean, there is some legitimacy to that, absolutely, but there's also a little bit of shadiness to that.
Yeah.
You know, I just get your massages in regular spots. Go to Massage Heights or something. You know, it's not
yeah,
that difficult.
That's the only place I've ever been for one. And the only time I've ever gone is like when I needed it for like a medical purpose. It hasn't been like, oh, man, I'm burnt out. I need a massage. It's been like, oh, I'm having like a headache or my back hurts or something like that.
One of the latest stories, this one
real quick, do you go to the Massage Heights or do we support local yokels?
They're local. They've got a local spot in Ankeny. I haven't gone for...
Yeah, but they're a chain. I don't like chains.
A long time. I don't get a lot of massages. I don't know why I should, but if I go to a resort or something, I'll certainly get one there. I'll be in Vegas next weekend. Might get one there. But I reminded of this story. who's sitting here at the table. I think this was KK who told me this. The last time she went and got a massage, and I won't trash the business name, but might be one that we were just talking about. I believe the story was that it wasn't enjoyable because the masseuse kept laying her breasts on her head, like as she. Am I correct?
Oh yeah.
If we're getting a nod,
the
yeah.
The old breast on the head.
Yeah, as they lean into your back to get going, it's like, yeah. I don't know, that doesn't strike me as something that would bother you. I think you'd be fine with it.
I don't care. Do you request a female?
I've never been massaged by a male, but I've never had to request a female.
See, I always have.
I would feel, I'm totally fine with admitting, I would feel a little bit awkward.
See, I've always, like, when they say, do you want a male or a female, I just say female. But to think about it, though, like the power of a man's hand would actually be quite the treat, I think.
I've probably had 20 massages in my lifetime. I don't know that I've ever even been asked.
Really?
Male or female.
Oh, I always get asked.
Maybe it's because they just have females working where I'm going. Maybe that's the reason.
This would be a good podcast Twitter. Could you put this out right now?
Yeah.
A poll.
I can do it.
Now, you need to clarify if you're a man.
Question for the men out there?
Yeah.
Got it.
Because I don't have a problem with a man giving me a massage. I'd be perfectly content if you gave me one.
That would not be good, I promise you. All right, we're going to do...
I mean, I don't think that...
question for our male listeners out there. How do you want me to phrase this? Would
you feel comfortable getting a massage from another man?
Would you feel comfortable getting...
I don't think that
from another.
I'm okay with it. I don't think 10 years ago I would have been. I think I am now. I'm fine with it.
Poll, yes, no.
Perfect.
Anyway. I'm gonna tag you in this, too, so we actually get some people that care. It seems to go up a little bit when we get you tagged in these things. Go figure.
The Fawcast Twitter account, I woke up the other day, and there's no laughing matter to the gross crime that happened. In Ames, the girl getting murdered. It's just been a horrible week. And literally, Mark, the first thing I saw, I pick up my phone. It's the Fawcast Twitter account calling with a picture of the guy, and just what did it say?
I said, "Here's a piece of shit."
Yeah, that's what it was. That was the first thing. I had known about the tragedy before I went to bed, and then it was just you were really fired up, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, if you're gonna get fired up about something, I guess that's the one.
Jesus.
So yeah, we said we're not gonna spend 30 minutes talking about that, but obviously
we want to acknowledge it.
It's a very relevant story. I think clearly most people before this happened did not know who this woman was. If you follow the golf world, I'm sure you knew who
she was. There's part of me that feels bad though.
It's interesting how these stories break. I don't know how you heard it, but I'm good friends with a friend of the program here that's a good golfer that considers Coldwater kind of their home course, knows the family that owns Coldwater very well, knows the staff up there. So I was getting a little bit of info from them because obviously the staff found the body that day. Yeah. I certainly don't know everything, but I heard probably a lot of the similar things that you heard as well. But in fact, the first thing I heard about it was right before Katie left for the day. She said, "Oh, body was found at Names Golf Course," and then she left, and that's all we knew. And you immediately think, "What? Like some old guy died on the course or something?"
Had a heart attack.
That seemed relevant. And to go from that to over the course of a few hours, there was a murder. And what made it particularly odd for me, I don't know if you've done this as well, but I've played Coldwater many times.
Yeah, I have too.
And
I always play there when I play in Ames.
And when they said, when you started to hear 9 tee box, okay, since I played it many times, I've never had a comfortable feeling about the setup of that course, meaning they've got a wooded bike trail or wooded trail that runs through it. And when I've been playing there before and seeing females specifically like jogging on that trail, it's an uncomfortable feeling. Like,
really? I've never hit that.
I've felt this for years. It's like it just doesn't feel safe the way that's set up. So when you heard that this occurred at 9 tee box, 9 tee box, if you never golfed Coldwater, backs right to the trees. The trees are right behind you. The woods are right behind you.
Yeah.
So there's just something about being able to picture it that makes it more disturbing for me.
Yeah. You know what? I hadn't put my mind through that exercise until you just did it.
Yeah. Like like you can visualize how it's – like people say, well, how could he sneak up on her? Well, if you played that course, you get it. It'd
be pretty easy to do that right there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what you say about it. It's tremendously
– I have a feel of I heard Tommy Birch talking with Keith and Andy about this too. You know what sucks? And I don't feel guilty for this. It just sucked, though. Like, she's one of the more accomplished athletes in Iowa State history. And here we are, and we do a Iowa State centric
yeah.
type deal. And, you know, nobody knew who she was until this. And that really sucks. And I don't know what the answer is. We could have done stuff. I'll tell you to our audience, we could have covered if we would cover women's golf, nobody would read it. And I hate to say that. That's
true.
Just the case.
That's true. Yeah.
It is sad to me that this young woman did everything right. Like, she's exactly what you would want all of these student athletes to be and Iowa Staters to be. And it took this to, you know, that sucks. I don't know what the answer is to it. It just sucks.
I think that there is no answer. In a situation like this, people search for them. And here's the sad truth as I see it. Yes, the vast majority of these types of attacks are perpetrated by males. There's no question about that, right? And then, is it about women being in the wrong place? Or you could go down these rabbit holes all the time. But the truth of the matter is there's been evil in the world and murder in the world since Cain and Abel.
Yeah.
Right?
No, absolutely.
And it's not going to stop, and it's not going to go away. And unfortunately in life, you have to accept the fact that sometimes – There are random acts of violence that don't have an answer to them, mm-hmm. and it's impossible to prevent. And you just hope that doesn't find you.
Well, and it sucks too that the Molly Tibbetts thing just happened as well, and like it's so like everything's so like fresh in it.
And
there's just crazy people.
Obviously,
you know?
Obviously, I've got a wife and a daughter, so these types of things certainly hit home when you've got females in your life that are close to you, and. Have we reached the place in society where women need to be thinking about, should I take the jog to that specific spot? Should I go golf next to the woods?
I mean, think that they should carry like pepper spray and stuff. Like,
you know, and even if that was the case, I don't think that would have helped this person.
Probably not.
In that case.
But maybe. You don't know. There's more of a systemic problem that, you know, just trying to keep crazy people off the streets.
Well, that and what...
Then the guy's crazy. I don't care what anybody says.
What leads certain males to act a certain way.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But hopefully, and I think people with common sense know this, I think the vast majority of males walking around would not hurt a female.
Correct.
I believe that strongly. I hope we don't get to the place in society where women just feel like they have to fear males. Because, you know, most of us aren't abusive towards women and would never do those things.
No, but it takes the... extreme minority to
ruin it
for
everybody
to put that fear into people.
So I will be obviously you're going to be up there on Saturday.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to be up there too. It's like, you know, the smell of onions is going to be in the air. I think it's going to be sad as hell before the game. I mean, it's certainly going to make hopefully the game's a good game and people enjoy it.
You got a yellow shirt?
I don't know if I do. I'm going to wear one. I might have to go buy one. But
I'm going to have to go buy one.
I'm not a big yellow guy.
Yeah, I don't have a
guy. It's not a natural color.
I don't have a yellow. I really don't have a yellow shirt.
I do hope a lot of the times people are like, I'm just going to wear whatever. I hope people make an effort.
I do too.
I hope Fockers, if you guys are going up there, you know, go buy a yellow shirt, man.
I think they will. I think they will. I think that it'll be packed at 10:45. They've done enough to promote to get there. I think the people are really sure.
What do you think? Like, just as a humorous note,
I hope they do.
You go there and then you like see a bunch of people wearing like red and blue and stuff. Are you just like, did they not hear about it or did they not care?
I would guess those people didn't hear about it. I think this has hit so hard that most people will show up in yellow.
Yeah.
Even if it's not an Iowa State shirt, you just have like a yellow shirt.
Not often do you see crying at football games, but I think this will be an exception.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you hope it doesn't feel like a funeral, but it's so fresh and it's so, not only is it fresh, but it's literally so close to the stadium.
Yeah.
I mean where this occurred.
Like a mile from there.
Not even.
Not even, yeah.
Not even. It's right by, it's very close to the tailgate parking lots. So that makes it that much worse. But anyway, here's a question for you about this whole thing. I was debating somebody. What is your official pronunciation of this girl's name? Because I've heard it about 10 different ways.
It is Thella.
See, that's
Barquin Arosamina.
That's the 11th different way I've heard.
That's the correct
one. I've heard Thalia.
No.
Celia.
Thela.
Thela?
Thela Barquin Arosamina.
I mean, I don't blame people for not knowing it because of how it's spelled. It's certainly not spelled like Thela would sound, but yeah, I've been wondering that for the whole time, actually.
We already got about 50 votes.
How we pace them?
Currently, 60% of our male audience says that they would not feel comfortable getting a massage from another man. 40% says that they would.
I'm surprised it's 40%, to be honest with you.
Why?
Okay, I'll tell you why. I'll sum it up very, very,
why?
Very, very
easily.
Are
you afraid?
Yeah, one of the parts that I like getting rubbed the most is my butt cheeks.
So?
I don't want a dude rubbing my butt cheeks.
I mean, but he's not doing it for pleasure. He's doing it to give you pleasure.
But it's, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I don't want pleasure from the man rubbing my butt cheeks. I don't know. You're okay with just anyone just kneading those butt cheeks? Getting their knuckles buried into those things? Working out the kinks?
I don't know, but I got a hankering for a massage now.
I just...
After this conversation. Man alive.
I don't know. Maybe I'll try it. Maybe I've been missing out on the Holy Grail for a long time.
We should get a couples massage.
Okay, so Have you done them? I don't get the draw. I don't get the appeal. I don't get the appeal.
Yeah, my wife and I did one, and it. I mean, there's really nothing about. I mean, you're both just getting a massage. It's not like you're.
They build it up like it's some type of intimate experience.
It's not.
Right? The last two times I've had this done,
I've looked over and there's a dude rubbing my naked wife.
The last two times I've had this experience, I've fallen asleep both times. Okay, because it's, hey, great massage, relaxed me, and I was tired. So I fell asleep, and all I hear after I wake up is, I don't even know what do you even get them for? Like, you're asleep, you can't even be enjoying them. And I'm like, well, obviously I am. I'm enjoying it so much that it makes me pass out. So I just get critiqued on how I got massaged wrong. So I'd rather just do it in private, not have to hear that. If I want to snore and sleep,
What you're describing your wife doing to you after the massage?
Yeah.
Is pretty much my life 24/7.
About everything.
Just getting nagged about everything. You can't enjoy anything in this world. You can't. You turned the TV on the wrong way.
This would be a good time to announce our new hire, by the way, because he just walked in the door. Can I do this? Do you know who this guy is? Does he look familiar to you, Chris Williams?
Yeah, I think so. It's Joel's brother, right?
Yep. So, yeah, Charterhouse Real Estate just hired this past week Jeff Lanning. Jeff Lanning is now an agent at Charterhouse. So if you're a Cyclone fan and want to work with a Lanning, we've now got one here. So there you go.
Promo. Awesome.
Growing.
How many agents are you up to now?
Pretty soon we'll be up to 11 within the next month.
How big do you want to get?
1,000. They won't fit in this building.
100 million.
No. I'd like to grow to 15 over the winter. See what goes on from there. So, yeah, you just got plugged to thousands and thousands of Iowa State fans. So, there you go. Okay, Nick Meyer also works here, ladies and gentlemen. Nick Meyer.
Nick's like been on the podcast before.
Nick's photo. If you go to charterhouseiowa.com, it is worth looking up Nick on our agent roster for his photo. He does have a good photo on there for sure. So, it's yeah, he has the best.
Have you updated your iPhone yet?
No.
You measuring stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
There's this measuring app.
Okay.
Look at this. We can measure anything you want.
Anything?
We're going to measure your computer screen. Look at this.
Let's find out how accurate it is.
Boom. Boom.
Oh, that's kind of nice, actually.
Isn't that cool?
I like that.
Yeah, there's that's a lot cool. of like cool stuff with this new iPhone update.
That could come in handy. Right there.
I highly encourage our
I could have used
this.
That yesterday. We were trying to measure a countertop. So that would have been.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
What okay. do I just have to update my phone?
Yeah. Update your phone. That's why I was a little late coming in because the update took so long.
Oh, I thought because you were measuring things.
Yeah. So no. How did I know? I'm not kidding. So this measure app popped up on the phone and I knew I was coming here. And I knew you would make an inappropriate joke about measuring things.
Well, you said we could measure anything. Like, anything? Yeah. Yeah. So
anything you want, buddy boy.
So am I going to measure Little Mark? Yeah, probably later. Want to see how accurate it is?
You just went there, didn't you?
I mean, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with that.
Just dove right in the
There's
pool.
Nothing wrong with doing private things with your iPhone and your
just
own time.
Just jumped right in the pool.
Water's warm, dude.
What did you think of the game last week?
I liked it. I liked it. I wasn't disappointed. It never felt like we were going to win that game.
No, I didn't think we would win going into it.
My immediate takeaway was
I mean, you're a
Oklahoma's fast. And their quarterback's really good.
That's great analysis right there. I mean, that's why.
I don't get paid to do this for a living like you do. I don't need deep analysis. But, like, really fast.
Yeah, they're really fast.
Faster than us. And
but we're a lot faster than we usually are.
The other one was, Murray. Great. Small. I didn't know he was that small, to be honest.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
Short. Like, what is he, 5'11"? 5'10"?
Yeah.
Something like that? Kind of Russell Wilson, but smaller?
Yeah. He is. I think he's 5'10".
What was your takeaway?
I was really happy. I think that they're clearly better than their record, but I think they're better than they were a year ago.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that I just wish that they didn't have the brutal start to the schedule. I wish they could have got South Dakota State in, obviously, but then – you know, at TCU next week, and I don't want this to get to be a deal where they're 1-4, but playing good football, but people start to unfairly crap on
them. What is the vibe that you're catching up there being 0-2?
I was with Matt for a while on Tuesday, and he was, I think, as happy as you could be after a loss.
Like, yeah.
There's a lot of positive things to build on.
Take
that.
Away.
They've got to keep work. I mean, the line was a great step from week one to week two.
Yeah.
I think that the best that group can be is average.
Yeah.
But defensively, I mean, how do you not like what the D-line's doing right now and those linebackers? And I'm very encouraged.
Do we, after Saturday, and I realize it's one game, but one game could tell a lot, do we now have a quarterback controversy at Iowa State?
Zeb Nolan's a better quarterback than Kempt, in my opinion. I've thought that for a long time.
All right, but Kempt was starting and Zeb was not, and you can't overlook that. That's worth something. So – if Kemp's – a lot of people weren't at the game. Kemp was very noticeably limping when he went out for the coin toss. Very noticeably.
Well, let me just ask you this. Simple as this.
So my point is Kyle doesn't look like he's come back soon based on what
It'll be a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Who do you think is a better quarterback when they're both playing well?
Zeb.
And I don't know.
But the question is, and I realize there's politics involved. There's all that other stuff.
There's not much politics.
If that's
involved.
Fine, then why is Kemp the starter? That's a fair question.
Here's my answer to it. I think that he calls a lot of the plays from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And Campbell really liked that.
Which didn't turn out to be a great thing in the Iowa game.
Yeah, no, it didn't. And that's what's a little bit unfair to sit there and judge Kyle off of that, like, as poor as the line played.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, just sit there and anoint Zeb. But I've seen enough of both guys. One's got a absolute cannon. The other one
doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Kyle's this great leader and all that stuff. I mean, we've all heard the stories. He'll play again. It's Iowa State football and quarterbacks.
Yeah.
They'll have like four quarterbacks play this year. It's how it goes.
I hope not. It seems like it goes that way. But
like, how many times have we done this, though?
I don't know. We've had seasons where we have quarterbacks go the whole time. Seneca would have played a whole season. Yeah, Sage would have played. I mean,
that was like 15 years ago.
It's certainly. Well, yeah, that was a long time ago. But
longer than that. Longer than 15 years.
I don't know. It doesn't seem that long, but I'm old.
The last time a quarterback played the whole way was Brett.
So the real question is this, though. If Zeb plays well against Akron and he's playing well in general and Kyle's healthy again, does Kyle just get a, you know, retake his spot on the throne there? Or
I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, Campbell's will do what's best for the team. But it's tricky. Those things get a little bit tricky.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Matt's just going to bury Kyle.
No.
But I do if Zeb went 25 or 36 and almost 400 yards against Oklahoma.
Yeah. No, he played a very, very good game.
You know, but it'll be a lot different. Like, TCU's got a better defense than Oklahoma. You know, so we'll see.
What I learned,
I'm not going to crown anybody. I'll put it that way.
What I learned from that game and I was looking at a picture of our golfer friend with Sergio Garcia, who was just on there. The Hakeem Butler.
Freak.
Beast. throw the ball to that guy a lot.
Yeah, just throw it to him.
Just take
chances.
That's
the one thing I
just
do.
Just take chances.
Well, that's what I like about Zeb, though.
Takes chances.
Yeah.
Throws the ball.
That's where I – and it's more stylistically, it's just my preference.
Yeah.
I think Matt is more of a conservative, like he wants the guy who's not going to screw up.
Correct.
And that's Kyle.
No, I – yeah.
But I do think, like, there's – comes a point where it's undeniable and you can't keep Zeb on the bench.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But Zeb also has never really had anything bad happen to him. So what happens the first time?
Face the adversity.
Yeah, like, and I don't know what the answer to that is.
Let me ask you your opinion on the game this week. I want to lead into – let's do some picks. You're bitching that if I wasn't gambling, I didn't want to make any picks.
I like gambling
better. But I'm back making picks here, okay?
Okay.
Vegas is coming up next week.
I have not looked at any games this week, so you're getting fresh response here.
All right. So I'm in Iowa State alum Lane Danielson's league. We pick 8 games a week.
Iowa State alum Lane Danielson is having an illegal gambling pick'em league.
I didn't say anything about
behind
money.
The scenes.
I didn't say anything about money. It should be noted that I'm tied for first place through 3 weeks.
Okay.
Six and two last week.
Where's Senator Whitfer at?
He's four back of me.
Okay.
So he's got a chance. There's a guy in this thing that's already 9 picks back of me after 3 weeks.
It's funny how that works.
Man, it's not good.
It's all kind of chance, too, though.
Yeah, a little bit. All
right, you can have the right read on a game and get totally screwed by a backdoor.
Here's your line. This line, the lines come out Tuesday, and that's the lines that we use, so they might have moved, but these are the lines you get.
All right.
Game one, Iowa State Akron. The line is 19.
I don't know. I watched that Akron Northwestern game. They're not that good.
Is Northwestern trash this year?
They're not trash, but they're not nearly what they were a year ago.
Yeah. Okay.
That Akron's first half in that game was so terrible. Mm. They had like 11 penalties.
Yep.
They were down 21-3. They couldn't move the ball. And then they had 3 defensive touchdowns in the second half.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
They got doubled up basically in yardage. Like, it was a really weird game. I don't know what to take from that Akron team. They have a good front four on defense. So the offensive line will continue to be tested. I think the line's in the perfect spot. I would probably lean Akron.
I am
and take the points, but I don't know.
I'm leaning Iowa State.
I do think that Campbell will play as many guys as he can.
I think we win by. Honestly, I think we won by 28 points.
A lot of people think that. I think I'm probably in the minority.
I think we're due. We want the win. We got a little frustration built up.
I could just see a 24 point lead at halftime, and then you put in
call off the dogs.
Well, because I think that he knows what he's got coming up with the Big 12 slate, and I think that he knows he needs to get some quarterbacks in, get them some experience in case Kyle doesn't come back. You know.
Yep.
I don't know. I could see him toying around a lot in the second half.
All right. So you're leaning Akron. I'm leaning Iowa State.
I'm not confident.
The next line, just to hear it, is shocking. Because of the teams, Michigan, Nebraska, Michigan by 18.
Who's Nebraska's quarterback? Who's playing quarterback this week?
I don't know if Martinez is back or
if
Adrian.
If Martinez is back, I would play Nebraska. If he's not, I would play Michigan.
Yeah, because Michigan's not an offensive juggernaut. 18 is quite a bit of points, but I agree with you on the quarterback because Nebraska's quarterback's a walk-on.
Correct.
So that's
and Michigan
not a lot to
might
go off
have the best defense in college football.
I would tend to agree with you on that, but quarterback dependent, so I'm not going to pick that game till Saturday morning before my picks are in.
That's how I would do that.
Definitely. Okay, another strange line. I mean, you can't fault it because of how they played. Bama A&M, Alabama by 26.5.
Where's that at?
At Bama.
Jesus.
I mean, they've looked really good so far this year.
It's still Jimbo Fisher.
I know. That seems really high to me for the highest paid coach in college football to go in and get destroyed. And you would be getting destroyed if you don't cover. So I am leaning A&M to cover.
I don't know. That's really hard.
You get a pick? That's the way the rules work.
I would lean A&M, especially if that line keeps growing and it gets above 4 touchdowns. I would go A&M.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a lot of points, man.
A ton of points. All right, TCU, Texas, games at Texas. TCU minus 3. Did you watch that game, by the way?
Yeah.
USC Texas?
I've watched both of these teams a lot.
And you saw Texas or USC get jobbed on that safety call, and it totally changed the momentum of the game.
Yeah, I did. And Texas kind of clicked. Did you watch their game?
Yeah, I'm not buying them yet, though.
I'm not buying them, but they've got the potential, and they're kind of following what they did a year ago, where they sucked early, and then they just progressively got better, and then were a pretty good team at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if things haven't clicked a little sooner.
I got to take TCU in that game.
In Texas?
Minus 3. I think TCU is the better team.
I do, too. I don't argue that. The only concern I have will be still TCU's quarterback and protecting the ball. I think that he's better than their guy last year, though. I'll tell you. But I wouldn't bet your paycheck on it.
Depends on which paycheck it is.
That game scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Because I could see Texas winning it by 14 too.
I'm a Patterson believer.
Well, clearly he's better than Herman.
Yeah. So I don't.
But Texas probably has more talent. 1 through 85,
maybe. But a lot of those guys don't ever see the field. So who knows? All right, you're torn on that one. Clearly.
Yeah, I don't know. If I told you I had a feel on that, I'd be a liar.
Here's a game that's really tough to call for me. Clemson, Georgia Tech.
What's the line?
At Georgia Tech, Clemson by 16.5.
I'd take Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech being ball control, yeah, clock option. Running.
Option?
Yeah.
Well, especially if that gets over 17, I'd roll the Yellow Jackets.
Okay.
Paul Johnson.
You're not a big Clemson believer, just more of Georgia Tech?
No, I'm a Clemson believer. Didn't they just play Georgia Southern, who's also an option team, and kind of struggle with them early?
They struggled early. Yeah.
That's what would make me but maybe getting that Georgia Southern game in will help them.
Yeah, it's quite possible. Okay, another line based that sounds surprising, but not based on results this year. K-State, West Virginia, at West Virginia by 16.
Give me the points. It's Snyder.
Yeah, but people have been saying that. But they got rolled at home by Mississippi State.
I don't care.
Mississippi State.
You go by history, Snyder and points. You always take Snyder in the points.
Yeah, I don't know. I could see them just getting blown
out. I'd love for somebody to give me the stat as an underdog. What is Bill Snyder against the spread?
It's good. He has a good record, but this isn't a good K-State team.
I don't think that we know that yet.
I think we know.
I don't think that we know that yet.
I think we're going to beat them.
What's your definition of good?
Able to go in and hang with West Virginia. West Virginia.
They can hang.
All right. I'm leaning West Virginia on that one.
Okay.
We'll head out west to the Pac-12, who I know nothing about. Oregon. +1.5 at home against Stanford.
I'd take Stanford.
Historically, has Stanford been beating them in that rivalry?
I don't know, but Oregon just doesn't seem the same.
They're not the same. They've fallen off a long way from where they were before. Okay, and then the last game, the over-under on this is probably 21 points. Wisconsin-Iowa. Wisconsin by 3.
I'd take Iowa.
Is it the whole night game Kinnick factor?
No, I just...
If you're taking a team +3, in my opinion, you're taking them to win the game. I mean, in theory, you got to be thinking they're going to win this game.
I would take Iowa.
Because the margin is just too small to think, they'll lose, but it'll be by 3 or less.
God, I don't know, though. I would take Iowa. This feels to me like their 12-0 season. Their schedule is hot garbage.
Yeah.
And I think that they know if they get past this one, then they're only – they're favored in every other game this year.
They're gonna win the West if they win this game.
I think Iowa's gonna go 11-1 or 10-2 and play in the Big Ten championship game.
You think? So this is a big one for them. Big
yes.
one.
Yes. And the thing is, it's like this Hornibrook kid. I don't think can test their defense.
I'm not a big Hornibrook buyer.
He turns the ball over.
I don't believe in the guy.
Paul Chryst is an average coach.
And Iowa can obviously stop the run, which is their strength.
Yeah, I'm picking Iowa to win the game. Yeah.
What is your final score prediction? That's more interesting to me.
20-14.
Would you bet for or against a scoreless first quarter?
What are my odds?
more odds on a score being happened. I don't know what the odds are, but those are the better odds. Because, again, it's two teams with the ball. They're probably going to score. But Iowa starts slow. They just do.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin also typically.
Yeah, does. I mean, I
can easily see this being 0-0 after.
Yeah, I could too, Mark. I could too. I haven't seen Wisconsin as much as I've seen Iowa, but I've never been a believer in Paul Chris, and I've never been a believer in the Hornibrook kid.
Really?
And I listened to their game last week.
Against BYU? I saw them lose. I was watching a little bit.
The Hornibrook kid will throw some interceptions, I think, at Iowa.
They could have won that game, though, to be fair. I mean, their fat kicker missed a kick that should have made.
I do worry about Stanley, though, and that Wisconsin three-man front and the way that they play it, because just the way Stanley looked against Iowa State, wasn't sharp. And they play a very similar defense to what Iowa State does. And that defense, I mean, he threw like three picks in that game a year ago.
Against Wisconsin?
Yeah, Stanley did. So that concerns me, and that would make me go lean more towards even lower scoring. I think both of those quarterbacks throw interceptions.
I agree with that. I think, extremely low scoring. I don't even know what the over-under is for that.
17-14. Iowa wins.
That could be. It very well could be. Nick, do we have an over-under? Nick's our stat guy for that game. Nick's going to find out.
We should just incorporate Nick into the podcast from now on. To be the stat guy.
Would he be the
Snyder stats right now? He is. He's looking up some Bill Snyder stats.
He's really, really good regardless.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to get Nick a microphone.
He's the McLovin.
We're going to get Nick a microphone. He says he's looked up Bill Snyder against the spread stats. We don't want you to be – we don't need
a new
gray.
Who's the stat guy on Dan Patrick? Is it McLovin? I think so, yeah.
Well, trust me, the last thing we need in this podcast is another Adam Gray.
Let's get McNick on here. He's McNick.
Put this on, buddy boy.
Okay, Nick, that's called a microphone. It goes in front of your mouth. Those padded things go in your ears. Just look at me. Look at how I'm doing it. There you go.
All right, Nick.
Get it close, like you want to kiss it.
Kiss it.
Welcome to the show.
Is this your first time on the podcast?
It is.
After 4 years?
You normally just point to me.
Yeah.
Questions with a nod.
We just elude. It's about time. You're a bitch and the KK has been on this thing and you haven't been, so enjoy it.
I don't think I bitched about that.
You did it with your eyes.
Can you hear him?
Turn him up a little bit.
He's cranked up as loud as he can go.
He just has to actually put the microphone in his mouth. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not hearing him as good as I can. Hold on, Nick.
So this is fuck. This is terrible, absolute terrible podcasting. But
people don't expect any better
from
us at
hear?
This point.
How about now? That's a little better.
There you go. Now you're good.
Better. Okay.
Now you're good. Okay. What'd you find out about Bill Snyder for us?
He's really good against the spread. Period. Looking up, trying to find information on him as an underdog, which is difficult. But
what is he against the spread in general?
52-30, I think, in the last 10 years.
52-30 in the last 10 years against the spread. Again, Mark.
It's not bad.
Take Snyder and the points.
Maybe. Nick, look up that over-under for Iowa-Wisconsin.
See what
that is.
You know that they're going to lose now by, like, 30.
I realize.
And I'm going to be getting calls from you.
I don't know. I watched them play Mississippi State 2 weeks ago. And to use that word, hot garbage, dude. They just did not look good. And that was a home. I think West Virginia is going to get all Smoky Mountain with their ass and just whoop them up and down.
They're going to get all Smoky Mountain with their ass.
I think it's going to get ugly, dude. The guy with the coonskin cap and the rifle is going to be shooting that thing all over the place.
That's my that is my favorite Big 12 road trip.
Is it? Morgantown?
It's Morgantown, man.
God, it seems like not where
Morgantown's
fit in well.
It's a good time. It is a good time.
What do you like about it? Just divey? It's a little.
Yeah, man. The campus town. In
every
Morgantown.
Bar is like the dingus.
It seems like Chris's kind of town.
It is.
Shittily D's on every corner.
It is absolutely
what,
my kind
what,
of town.
What do we got for that over-under?
NFL over. 43.5.
43.5 for Iowa.
That still seems high to me. Six touchdowns for those teams? I don't know, man. I'm smelling an under. What do you think, Williams?
I would play the under. I would play the under before I played the over in that game.
William's still tweaking with the board over there.
Yeah.
You okay?
No, we're fine. Nick's mic's just a little messed up. I'll have to figure it out. Thanks for your contributions.
Nick's in a cave.
Yeah, we got Nick.
There he is.
I fixed it.
I hear him better now.
I'll head back to the cave now.
You know what I'm going to buy you for Christmas, Williams? A new board, dude. You're always messing with this thing. Apparently, he's no good anymore. So.
Well, it's old. We need to upgrade. There's no doubt about that.
I just got an email, by the way, just a random email. I don't know if we ever talked about this website called Cameo. I did this the other day.
I've been wanting to do this.
Have you ever watched, I'm trying to tell people who, Gabrielle Shiriki is her name. She was Sloan in Entourage. A lot of people probably watch Entourage. You don't strike me as a guy that would have done this.
No, I don't watch that.
But fairly well-known actress, quite attractive actress. And I paid $50 to go on this website and submit a request for her to record a video. Yeah. And you can tell them what to say. And she did. So basically the video was like her telling some of the Vegas guys that weren't wanting to go this year. She was calling them weak and losers for not going. Like, how can you not go to Vegas? You guys suck, basically. So it's this famous celebrity recording what I want her to say.
Semi-famous.
Famous enough for people that watch movies.
Real celebrities aren't on this.
So my question is, I'm guessing there's some type of a wrestler on there. Like, who would be the person you'd actually want to have a video from saying, like, hey, Chris, how you doing?
Mine would be, it's on, because I've done this before.
Yeah.
I haven't done it, but I was looking at the site. Johnny Bananas from MTV's The Challenge.
Oh, you are going to win Real World Road Rules.
I love me some Johnny Bananas.
How much is Johnny Bananas?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
I've seen it though. I know he's on there. Tell me the wrestlers, because the wrestler would be a wrestler. One would be cool. I didn't know that there were wrestlers on there.
Let's see. Gamers, fighters, pro wrestling.
Pro wrestling. Who do we got?
Let's click there.
Bret the Hitman Hart.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
All right, let's see how much Bret is. Bret the Hitman Hart costs typically responds within 3 days. $125
for Bret Hart.
For Bret Hart,
he doesn't have much of a personality, though. I don't know if he'd give you.
What about Jake the Snake? You want him?
No, I don't want him.
There's some
badass Billy Gunn.
You like Billy Gunn?
Yeah, he'd be fun. Who else we got there?
Malena Rocca. She's not ugly.
Man, there's a lot of like people on here that Psycho Sid Vicious. That'd be badass.
I remember him.
Yeah, he's kind of lame.
Where's the Junkyard Dog? That's what I'm looking for.
Probably. Brutus Beefcake.
There's a decent chance he's dead.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake?
I mean, by far the most famous one on there is Bret the Hitman Hart.
But, yeah. So
how much is Johnny Bananas? I'd like to see that.
Lance Bass is on here, NSYNC fame. Reality Stars. Johnny Bananas. Let's find out.
$90.
You on it there?
Stat Guy Nick.
90 bones to do that. I wonder who the most famous person on here is. Because you got actors, reality stars. Who are there featured? You've got Perez Hilton, famous blogger.
So, isn't how this thing works, though? Like, these people actually text, like, a link to whoever you tell them to?
They probably will. Or did they email it to you and then you email it on from there?
Oh, that's how it works.
I mean, they've got a lot of people on here you've never heard of at all. But they got a few people.
That girl's from The Challenge right there.
Which one? Jenna?
Yeah, she's from The Challenge.
Never heard of her. If you watch Bravo, you're going to recognize a lot of these. Look, Matt Barkley's on here, dude.
I do think, and I mean this, my favorite show on all of television is The Challenge.
Here's what's great. Matt Barkley is the backup in Cincy right now. We're in the middle of the NFL season, and he responds within 2 days.
How much does he charge?
$99.
For Matt Barkley?
To Matt Barkley to say, like, hey, Fawcast, what's going on?
It has to be like a diehard USC fan, the only person that would know who he is.
I mean, if you were a celebrity, would you, like, it takes, what, 1 minute to do this video and make it $100? Obviously, they don't make all of it. The site takes a cut.
Matt Leinart?
Matt Leinart's on here. Matt Leinart, if you want him to do a video for you, is going to run you $100. He's worth $1 more than Barkley, apparently.
Well, that's a much better deal.
There's Emmanuel Shiriki. I think I said Gabrielle earlier. Emmanuel Shiriki.
This is the girl who emailed all your friends?
Yep. That's her.
So here's the deal.
She's $100 now. She wasn't that much when I booked her.
I have no idea who that is. but I was on the fence about Vegas this year.
Did it work?
This video of this girl calling me a B for not booking yet.
She called you a bitch.
I had my flight booked. Yep.
Terrell Owens is on here.
Terrell Owens is a
350 bones for him. Yeah. I haven't seen Joel Lanning on here yet. Where's Joel? Tell your brother to get on this thing. Yeah. Is your brother kind of jacked now? All he does is work out for a living. Like, he should do some videos with his shirt off. I assume he's in good shape. Anybody else on here that you recognize?
No.
All right, if anyone wants to check this out, it's Cameo. Cameo.com. If you're the type that thinks it's cool for a pseudo-celebrity or celebrity to say hi. Brett Favre. Speaking of gray. Brett Favre, a video for...
How much does a Brett Favre video go for?
Brett Favre's going to run
you... He's by far the biggest name you've said.
500 bones.
Yeah, I was going to say... Yeah, he
500 bones for Brett to send you something.
Good stuff.
I think Gray would pay that. He loves Brett Favre so much. I think
he does. He does love Brett Favre.
All right, I'm gonna have you guess one more. Ready? Michael Vick.
$200.
500 as well.
500. Jeez.
Yeah.
All right. Good podcast today.
We got to give a quick shout out our boy Ryan Grove up in Ames. If you need to buy or sell a house up in Ames, Ryan Grove's your guy. Swell chap. Couldn't make it to Vegas this year, but I think will be in next year. Good guy. Sells lots of houses up in Ames. Cyclone fan, humanitarian, gentle lover, and equestrian aficionado. If you need to know more about that, find Ryan at Hunziker. He's on Twitter under some name. Nick, can we find Ryan Grove real quick as we're plugging him? I need to know his Twitter name. Ryan Grove on Twitter. Oh, I think I got it. Oh, man, he's got one of those stupid names. I'm for IA State. All right, Ryan Grove is I am number four, then IAST8. Okay, I'm going to mention to Ryan to change his Twitter name so people can actually find him on there. But don't let that deter you from using Ryan. Give him a call if you need to buy or sell a house up in the Ames area. Chris is in the bathroom. We're signing off. We'll see you next week.